The latest figures from the Health Protection Agency show that there were more confirmed cases of whooping cough in the first 3 months of this year than there were in the whole of 2010, with southern England hardest hit. But at 665 cases across the whole of England and Wales, in the first quarter of the year, the absolute numbers are relatively small. Or are they? Cameron Abbasi, editor of the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine, has been digging a little deeper. First of all, Cameron, how does the HPA come up with those official figures?
Yes, this is important because it helps us establish whether or not this is an accurate assessment of how much whooping cough there is in the population. The HPA determines those figures by looking at positive laboratory tests. So a GP or a hospital doctor will have had to have ordered the test, and then that test will have to have been positive for the HPA to record it.
Right, so basically, if you don't order the test, and you just then we don't record the data.
Yeah, that's precisely the issue, because potentially, and I think we have reasonable evidence to back this up, that there are many more cases that go unreported.
Before we look at that evidence, why might they not be accurate?
If we think of whooping cough, I think most people, perhaps, you know, 5-10 years ago especially, thought of it as a disease of infants who hadn't been immunised.
Yeah.
But now we're increasingly realising that it's much more common, and that's an important reason, because until patients' awareness and doctors' awareness increases, then they're unlikely to think of the condition and order the test.
So how inaccurate are the official figures?
There was a paper published in the British Medical Journal in 2006 which assessed children aged between 5 and 16 years of age with a persistent cough that lasted over 2 weeks, and it found that 40% of them had evidence of recent infection and could have had a diagnosis of whooping cough. So that's more than the kind of
astonishing figure when you think of the number of children who present. I mean, I can see just the number of children I see every week who are brought in by parents because they're coughing for more than 2 weeks.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely.
We wouldn't test them for whooping cough. I mean, it's just we would, but eventually, but it's one of the things that's right at the back of your mind. So
yes,
we must be missing.
It's not just children, it's also adults.
Yeah.
So it's a disease that affects people throughout their lives and isn't reported, isn't even thought of.
It's a much abused cliche, but the tip of the iceberg might well apply to this.
Yes, definitely.
Now, a lot of people listening may go, but if you're vaccinated, how can you get the condition?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because, well, that's one of the reasons why people think you can't have whooping cough, of course. But secondly, well, why are people reporting infections even though they have been vaccinated? In that study I mentioned to you, most of the children had been vaccinated. So what's the reason? What's the explanation? Well, the explanations are twofold. One, the first part of it is that the immunity does wane over time, so it becomes less. Secondly, we think that the vaccination, rather than entirely preventing you from getting whooping cough, in fact makes the symptoms more tolerable, more bearable.
Makes it less dangerous.
Yes, yes, effectively.
What are those symptoms and how do we treat it?
Yeah, it's generally a severe cough, which can manifest itself in the form of fits, and we call it whooping cough because it's a whoop when patients breathe in. So you've coughed rather severely, then you try and breathe in, and as you breathe in, you make the sound of a whoop, hence its name.
So, I mean, the cases I've seen, the classic thing is they have these what we call paroxysms of cough. They go into coughing fits.
Yeah.
That's the classic. And it goes on for weeks as well, can't it?
Yeah, potentially. I think that's one of the more unusual or interesting aspects of it, in that on average, coughing can last for 3 months. And in fact, in China, it's called the 100-day cough.
Treatment, antibiotics, don't work very well?
They don't work very well. They can potentially reduce infectivity. So one of the issues is that you may infect others, and adults may infect infants. That's one of the things we want to avoid. So antibiotics potentially have a role there.
And how dangerous is it today?
If we look back at pre-vaccination days, there were often over 1,000 deaths a year, but now there are less than 10 a year. So I think the bottom line with this is that we think it's much more of a common condition than recorded. Secondly, it's something that we can be reasonably reassured about. It does get better on its own in most people, especially in older children and in adults. But the highest risk group is infants and newborns, and we have to make sure that vaccination rates remain high.
Dr. Cameron Abbasi, thank you very much. And from one set